Byron Kirkwood is rehearsing for what he believes will be a time of upheaval. A time when all normal lines of communication are disrupted and maybe only ham radios link the survivors. Byron and his wife Annie believe that our planet is headed for a biblical event not unlike the 3 days of darkness.
All I've done is try to pull together the information provided by other sources, including the predictions of Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, and psychics and prophet like this, try to paint a picture of what may happen so that we can physically prepare for this.
Although these prophets appear to share a vision of the near future, they differ on the exact form it will take.
There's no predictions that say that any place will be completely safe. Between now and the end of the century, we'll have increasingly large storms, tornadoes, earthquakes, mudslides, forest fires, many of those same things that you can open a newspaper or turn on the news on the TV and hear that are going on now.
It is believed Nostradamus foresaw boiling volcanoes, blistering winds, furious hurricanes, devastating earthquakes.
Nostradamus speaks of a great shifting of the globe over either two sudden jolts in a six-month period or a slow roll, which will devastate and undermine entire civilizations.
Over the next 20 years, basically, we are expecting that there will be an increase in the number of earthquakes that occur around the globe, as well as an increase in volcanic activity. And that will gradually...
Tim Wilhelm is a former Ohio school teacher who now heads the Stell Community's Office of Technology.
Also, along with seismic activity, we also are expecting probable changes in climate, as well as accompanying economic problems that would be worldwide.
But Stell is prepared. Its population is only 125, but it has its own water purification plant, a facility that uses corn, which they grow, to produce ethanol, a substitute for gasoline.